Thank you. I'd just like to draw your attention to this little leaflet called Join Our Rubbish Campaign. It's a little pile just in the corner. It's Tear Fund that most of you will know, a huge international Christian organisation that promotes all sorts of campaigns on behalf of the Christian community. And this is really about how we can be even more aware of the plastic problem that we have in the world today and things we can do and how we can add our name to their pressure group and to government. So it's just in the corner there. Please take one. Thanks very much.
A very good morning to you all. Good morning, everyone. I am sure that we are all happy to be back here in this space. It's so special to be here. And we want to thank God and to thank Dawn and all those who've been working so hard to have us back here in the church house. I would love on behalf of our parish and our congregation to welcome all those who are worshiping with us this morning, especially those who may be doing so for the first time or doing so after a long while. Welcome also to our brothers and sisters who are on Zoom. What a wonderful thing to happen. Imagine that we did not have this technology during COVID. We thank God. And also to those who will be listening to the service from our church's website afterwards. The intimations are in the order of service that you all have, and you can read that. Our call to worship this morning is from Psalm 27, the verses 1 to 6. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Let us worship God. And our first hymn, 124, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of Creation. Let us pray. Glorious, gracious, and ever-loving God, we come before your presence with humble hearts, seeking your guidance and your wisdom. We gather to worship, to read from your word, to learn from it, and to apply it in our daily lives. And as we come, dear Father, we acknowledge that you are the source of all truth and understanding. Open our hearts and minds to receive your teachings, and may your Spirit illuminate our path. Merciful Father, we come acknowledging our human frailty and our propensity to judge others. We confess that we have often failed to see beyond appearances, choosing to focus on outward actions instead of seeking to understand the depths of people's hearts. We have passed judgments without knowing the full story, causing harm and hindering relationships. Forgive us, Lord, for our prideful and judgmental attitudes. Cleanse us from the sin of passing judgment and help us to embrace humility and grace. Teach us to look at others with compassion, seeing them through your eyes and offering love instead of condemnation. We lay our burdens at your feet, knowing that your forgiveness is abundant and your mercy is unending. May your transforming grace renew our hearts and minds, enabling us to walk in the path of righteousness. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Good morning, children. Do we have any in church? We have a few. Hello, Anna, how are you? Good morning. How are you this morning? Very well. You're on holidays now. How is it going? Good? First week. I want to talk about Joseph in the Bible. What do you know about Joseph? Yes? Yeah. Joseph in the Old Testament. He was not a disciple, was he? There is a story about Joseph and his brothers in the Bible. The sons of Jacob. Have you ever heard about the man in the Bible who was sold by his brothers into slavery? Yes. What happened? He became the governor. That's right. So his brothers actually sold him into slavery. Was that a good thing? Eh? How do you treat your brother like that? And in that story, I'll keep it short. When his brothers sold him, they finally realized that he had not died. And so they were guilty of what they had done. They thought that he was going to fight them or do something bad to them because they had done something bad to him. But Joseph forgave them, brought them to Egypt, gave them food, gave them a place to stay because he had become a very prominent person. The lesson about the story of Joseph is the lesson of forgiveness. When somebody does something to you that is not good or hurts you, what do? You forgive them. That's what you are supposed to do. But is that what we do? No. What do we do often? Yes, Michaela. You tell someone. Yes, it's a good thing. You tell someone. And why do you tell someone? Yes. To help you because you are scared if somebody has hurt you or wants to hurt you. That's correct. So, but every time or many times in our lives, people do things to us that are not good or things that we feel hurt us. What we learn from Scripture is that we should not be fighting them. For example, if your brother or your sister hits you, you don't have to hit them back. You have to say it to somebody. As Michaela said, you have to report to somebody. If you fight back, it means that you are not forgiving enough at all. So we need to forgive people when they have done something wrong to us. But we also need to call the attention of somebody to say that, look, this is what this or that person is doing to me. We must have a forgiving heart as children of God. So let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks again for this morning and for our children. There are just a handful of them this morning. And we know that many others are already enjoying their holy days. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for his life on earth, for his death and his resurrection, and for his example of forgiveness, even for those who hurt him so badly. We pray, O Father, that you would instill that spirit within us. Help us, O Father, to fight that spirit of getting even each time people hurt us. May we be able, O Father, to forgive others because you have forgiven us. This we pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our next hymn, Lord, the light of your love is shining, is hymn 448.
Our first reading this morning is from Genesis chapter 50, and it's verses 15 to 21, which you can follow on the overhead behind me. Joseph reassures his brothers. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "What if Joseph holds a grudge against us and pays us back for all the wrongs we did to him?" So they sent word to Joseph, saying, "Your father left these instructions before he died. This is what you are to say to Joseph. I ask you to forgive your brothers the sins and the wrongs they committed in treating you so badly. Now please forgive the sins of the servants of the God of your father." When their message came to him, Joseph wept. His brothers then came and threw themselves down before him. "We are your slaves," they said. But Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then, don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children." And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them. And our second reading is from Luke chapter 6, verses 36 to 42, again on the screen behind me. "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." He also told them this parable. "Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? A student is not above his teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like his teacher. Will you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Brother, let me take the speck out of your eye,' when you yourself fail to see the plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." Amen, and may God add his blessings to these readings from his holy word. We continue our worship this morning by singing CH4, number 561, "Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine."
Thank you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, as we turn our attention to your word this morning, we ask for your Holy Spirit to be our guide and our illuminator. Open our minds to understand the teachings of Scripture and help us to grasp the depth and significance of the words that come from you, that they may penetrate our hearts and bring about transformation in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the two texts that Claire read to us have common themes. There is the theme of forgiveness, reconciliation, and radical compassion, and also the theme of the dangers of judging others, and the question, are we blind guides? Beginning with the story of Joseph and his brothers, the narrative is one of betrayal, forgiveness, and reconciliation. After being sold into slavery by his own brothers, Joseph rose to become a powerful figure in Egypt. Years later, when Joseph's brothers faced him, fearing retribution, Joseph responded with unexpected compassion and forgiveness. He was a wise man because he recognized that God had used his suffering for a greater purpose, leading to the preservation of their family and countless lives during the famine. It is a beautiful story that teaches us that forgiveness is not an easy journey. It requires a deep understanding of God's providence and the ability to let go of past hurts. And Joseph's act of forgiveness displays the power of reconciliation, and it offers us a profound example to follow in our own relationships. We now turn to the Gospel of Luke. And in that text, Jesus Christ challenges us to examine the dangerous tendency we all share, the inclination to judge others while disregarding our own shortcomings. It is a critical issue that affects the fabric of our human relationships and undermines the very essence of our faith. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, we live in a world where judgment seems to come naturally to all of us. We hastily cast our opinions on others without realizing that we too fall short in various aspects of life. We criticize, we condemn, and we refuse to forgive, forgetting that the standard we set for others will be applied to us as well. Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, invites us to reflect on this tendency and challenges us to overcome it. As Christian peoples, we must lead by example. And to be true followers of Christ, we must strive for purity, for forgiveness and selflessness. We need to understand the principles of good Christian conduct so that we can lead others to Christ. If we lack knowledge of the right way and are blind to the virtues of faith, we will mislead instead of guiding others. That is why Jesus Christ poses the question, can the blind lead the blind? It is a question that demands our attention and self-reflection and calls us to avoid the pitfalls of hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is a trap we must avoid at all costs. It is easy to point out the faults of others while ignoring our own glaring faults. And Jesus Christ illustrates this point vividly when he asks the question, why do you Look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye, and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye. Such hypocrisy not only betrays our own self-pride, but also exposes our weaknesses and undermines our credibility as followers of Christ. Jesus Christ addresses this issue of judging others in Luke 6, 36 to 42, and he provides guidance on how we should treat our fellow human beings. He urges us to cultivate a heart of compassion, to refrain from passing judgment, and to guide others honestly. What I think this passage does is that it prompts us to examine our own attitude and actions, challenging us to become instruments of love and understanding in our contemporary world. It is easy for us to fall into the trap of judging others, especially when we encounter differences in beliefs, values, or lifestyles. We may be quick to criticize or condemn, failing to understand the complexities of another person's journey. However, Jesus invites us to approach others with sincerity, empathy, and a genuine desire to guide them on the path of righteousness. So how do I apply this text to us today? Let me share a story with you. In a bustling city, there was a young woman named Sarah who was deeply committed to her faith. She had a heart full of compassion and a genuine desire to help others. One day, she came across a homeless man named Michael who was struggling with addiction. Instead of passing judgment or dismissing him, Sarah chose to engage with Michael. She listened to his story, learned about his struggles, and understood the pain he had experienced. Sarah recognized that Michael was not defined solely by his current circumstances, but was a person deserving of love and support. Over time, Sarah became a guiding light for Michael. She encouraged him to seek help, provided resources for rehabilitation, and walked alongside him on his journey to recovery. Sarah's compassion and sincere guidance played a crucial role in transforming Michael's life. Through this story, we see the importance of embodying the teachings of Jesus in our interactions with others. When we suspend judgment, listen with empathy, and offer honest guidance, we become agents of transformation and healing. Brothers and sisters, in our contemporary world marked by divisiveness and polarization, Jesus' words hold even greater significance. As followers of Christ, we are called to transcend the boundaries of judgment and engage with people in a way that reflects God's love. Let us remember that guiding others honestly does not mean condoning or compromising on matters of truth and righteousness. It means understanding that each person's journey is unique, and it is our responsibility to walk alongside them, offering guidance rooted in love, in grace, and in understanding. As we go on with our daily lives, let us be mindful of the biases and preconceived notions that can cloud our judgment. Let us strive to see others through the eyes of Christ, embracing their humanity and extending the same grace that has been bestowed upon us. Our Lord Jesus Christ invites us to embrace a heart of compassion and sincerity, to let go of judgment, and to guide others honestly. Let us aim to extend a helping hand, offering guidance and transforming life through love and through understanding. And may God grant us the wisdom, the courage, and the humility to live out these principles in our daily lives. Let us pray. Merciful and ever-living Father, as we listen to you speak to us from the pages of Scripture, we want to say sorry to you and sorry to one another because of the ways in which we have judged and condemned people even without knowing their full stories. Give us wisdom, O Father, to manage our relationships, a sense of forgiveness and reconciliation, and a willingness, O Father, to work with people as they go through struggles in life. We ask all this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. We cannot measure how you heal. 7:18. Let us pray. Gracious God, as we bring our offering before you, we dedicate them to your work and the spreading of your kingdom. We recognize that the danger of judging others arises from our own flawed perspectives and self-righteousness. May our offering today be a symbol of our commitment to break free from this danger and to extend your love, mercy, and compassion to all. Bless these gifts, O Lord, and multiply them for your glory. Use them to bring healing, reconciliation, and transformation in our lives and in the lives of those we encounter. May they be instrumental in breaking down the walls of judgment and opening doors of understanding and acceptance. We offer these gifts with hearts full of gratitude and a desire to align ourselves with your will. May they be used to challenge and transform us, that we may become instruments of your grace and love in a world desperately in need of compassion and understanding. Father, we thank you for the teachings of Jesus Christ. We are grateful for the opportunity to examine our own hearts and to seek your forgiveness for times when we have acted as blind guides. We give thanks for your unfailing love and grace, which covers our faults and empowers us to walk in righteousness. Help us, Lord, to reflect your character in all aspects of our lives. Teach us to love one another as you have loved us, embracing our differences and offering understanding and acceptance. We lift up those who have been on the receiving end of judgment and condemnation. Grant them comfort, strength, and a deep sense of your love. May they find solace in your presence, and may your healing touch mend the wounds caused by the judgment of others. We also intercede for those who continue to act as blind guides, passing judgment without understanding the full story. Soften their hearts, Lord, and help them to see the harm and pain they cause. Grant them the courage to seek forgiveness and the willingness to learn from their mistakes. We pray for unity among your people here in Newport on Tay. May we, O Father, coming from different backgrounds and walks of life, be bound together by your love and a shared commitment to embrace compassion and reject judgment. Help us to support one another, to listen with empathy, and to extend your grace to all. Father, we pray for any amongst us who may be unwell. We pray for those who lack the strength to go on with life. Minister to each one of us according to our need and answer us through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. If you are able, please stand and let us together affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. We bring our service to a close as we sing hymn 130, Ye Servants of God, Your Master Proclaim. just before the benediction, two pieces of intimation. The first, just to let the congregation know that our organist, our dear Hannah, will be going away from today for 4 weeks. Her wedding is on the 11th of July this month, and I'm sure that all of us would like to pray for them for this very significant aspect of their lives. Secondly, on Wednesday, I will be away to Edinburgh, where I've been invited to officiate at the National Thanksgiving Service of King Charles III. I'm very excited about that, and please, would you also pray that everything goes well? Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.